Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
B98.5's Tad and Drex Show podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
Forgive and forget with Tad and Drex on B98.5.
You need forgiveness.
We help you ask for it.
Cody.
Hi.
You have something that you want to ask for forgiveness about that I'm not sure it should be you asking for forgiveness. So I know this is confusing, but try to take us through what you learned about your own family during the holidays.
I found out that my mom is actually my grandmother and my sister is my mom.
What?
Oh my God.
And how old are you, Cody?
I'm 27.
And you just found this out?
Yeah, I mean, my mom got pregnant when she was 15. And you know, they worked it out where my grandma raised me as her son and they pretended that my mom was my sister.
Your whole family was in on this except for you?
Yeah. You know, now that I've had time to digest the news, I realize, you know, that they were doing it to protect me. And it's really not that big of a deal. And I really overreacted at the news. So I want to apologize for some of the things I said.
Well, no, hold on a second. You were right to overreact.
Yeah.
You certainly deserve that.
27 years old.
Yeah.
He's just learning. Grandma is actually...
I'd freak out,
yeah,
too.
Were you upset more with your mom or your grandmother?
I was upset at both of them. You know, it's like you start to think, like, what other secrets are there that I don't know about? You
right.
know?
When you think back... Was there ever anything that you did to your sister, like pull her hair or push her, that you would not do to your mom? That's what I'm hung up about.
Well, I mean, there was always a big age difference. Like, it wasn't like, you know, she was like 2 years older than me, right? I mean, you know, she was always
right.
a lot older than me. In many ways, she was like my mom growing up. And I have no regrets from when I was growing up. I've always respected her. I just have regrets for what I did over the holidays.
Now thinking about it, thinking that your grandma is actually your mom could work out in your favor because, you know, your grandparents, they would spoil you. They give you sugar and toys all the time.
Oh, my God.
So you were actually probably spoiled rotten growing up.
I definitely was well taken care of, and that's partly why I feel bad.
Yeah.
Not like I was neglected as a kid.
So you went crazy when you heard this news, and you just want to clear the air on that.
Yeah. Exactly. They made a lot of sacrifices, and they were only trying to do what was right. And I feel bad, and I want to apologize for overreacting.
I think that anybody that's listening to this, including us, is really impressed with you. I mean, getting that kind of news, and then you being the one that wants to ask for forgiveness. Part two of Forgive and Forget is coming up.
Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
You need forgiveness. Tad and Drex help you ask for it.
Cody just found out over the holidays that the person he thought was his sister is actually his mom. The person he thought was his mom is actually his grandmother. They told him this information over the holidays and he blew up, obviously, but wants to apologize and ask for forgiveness. We're going to call your sister, who is actually your mom, Vanessa. Cody, sit tight.
Hello.
Hey, Vanessa. This is Tad and Drex and Kara from B98.5.
Hi.
Hi. We do a feature on our show called Forgive and Forget, and we're calling you actually to talk about the you-know-what that hit the fan over Christmas with your family.
Oh, my gosh. Did it ever.
Ugh. I understand some things were said that were kind of hurtful.
It was a scene, but, I mean, to be expected.
Well, your son/brother, Cody, is on the phone with us right now and wants to apologize for how he acted, which we're all in awe of because of what kind of news that was for him to be the one apologizing.
He really does not need to apologize for anything. I almost expected even worse.
Well, look, Mom, I know that I really overreacted, and I know you guys were just trying to protect me, and I just wanted to apologize for that.
Oh, I just want to hug you all these years. Oh, my gosh.
You guys are kind of answering a question that I had, which was, now that Cody knows that you're not his sister, you're really his mother, do you automatically transfer to calling her mom?
Cody, listen, I mean, there's just one more thing. You were so upset, and I know there all this stuff was going on all at once, and there was one more thing I just had to say to you, and you know, I didn't get a chance with all that was going on.
What is it?
Vanessa, you have more bombs to drop, right? on your son, Cody, after all this?
I wanted to discuss the issue of Joe.
Yeah, that guy
sucks. The guy I've been seeing.
Wait, really, Cody, bad. You don't like Joe?
No, he's bad news for you, Mom.
Joe is Vanessa's boyfriend?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, listen, I mean, Cody, I know all this is still so fresh and everything, but Joe is actually your father.
What?
What? What other secrets are there?
I mean, we're running out of time, actually.
Oh, no.
We don't want to be involved in any more revelations, I don't think. But I will say, remarkably, you called because you wanted to apologize to Vanessa. Do you still want her forgiveness?
I have to think about it. I mean, at this point, I just feel so...
Take all the time you need. I know it's a lot to digest.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
On the next Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
tomorrow, we're going to talk to Kathy, who's in charge of the office lottery pool, but has been pocketing the cash. And when you find out how much money we're talking about, you're going to understand why she's asking for our help, confessing and asking for forgiveness. Forgive and Forget. Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. on B98.5.
There's a lot going on in the world, and we tell you about the important stuff. It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. 726, cloudy this morning, sunshine this afternoon with a high of 49. National College Football Championship, Alabama over Ohio State last night, 52-24. What's going on, Kara?
Nobody really likes change, but it wasn't that bad. Ken Jennings began his run as the first guest host of Jeopardy last night. And I hear he taped around 30 episodes, so he'll preside over the show for a little bit before Katie Couric takes her turn. And if anybody loved Alex Trebek as much as or even more than the rest of us, it's probably Ken. He had a very sweet opening last night.
Like all Jeopardy fans, I miss Alex very much. And I thank him for everything he did for all of us. Let's be totally clear. No one will ever replace the great Alex Trebek. But we can honor him by playing the game he loved. Jim, Tanae, Julia, welcome to the show. We'll begin with the Jeopardy round.
It's pretty phenomenal. Alex Trebek did not grow up a Jeopardy contestant. He grew up a game show host. Ken Jennings was a contestant on a show and now is hosting. That is a tough job to just start doing suddenly.
Yeah, no kidding.
Imagine that the producers had to have a conversation about, like, you know, I think back when I was living in Charlotte, I was hired to replace a morning show that had been there for like 20 years.
Right.
But I was so excited to get started, but the bosses came to me, they're like, hey, we're going to put this other guy in for like 5 months and then bring you in. You never want to be the person to replace the big show.
Right.
You never want to be the person to replace Alex Trebek. So you said they're having like some celebrity hosts come in and all that stuff. Yeah, it's good to kind of like work it out and then like, okay, boom, now we're good.
What you're saying is Ken Jennings and all these other Katie Couric, these are all fall guys and fall gals and just waiting for the 5 months until Ryan Seacrest is ready to take
over. No, it's got to be LeVar Burton. Got to be. Y'all ready for a good feeling?
Yeah.
Sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
Y'all feeling a little warm over there? Because lottery fever is taking over.
Oh, Lord. Listen, now is not the time to talk about. Are you feeling warm?
Fevers,
do you have a dry cough?
$615 million jackpot in tonight's Mega Millions drawing. And if you were to be one of the 1 in 303 million to beat those odds, the cash option payout would be $442 million.
I do believe it gives them hope. I believe it gives them a chance to think about all those millions and what they would do with them. I know one thing, if I were to win, I wouldn't be standing right here talking to you right now.
There's more Tad and Drex on the way. TMZ and People Magazine call her to see what's happening. Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
We're sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Hello, Letha in Villa Rica.
Good morning.
You ready to take some cash from Kara?
I am.
All right, kid, kick her out.
All right, Kara, see ya.
I'm out of here, Letha. Good luck.
Thanks. Thank you.
So we're going to ask you these five trivia questions. We'll bring Kara back in, ask her the same questions. If you answer more right than Kara, you'll get $100 of her money. Are you ready?
I am.
Question one. While fans are excited about the Sex and the City revival, Kim Cattrall is noticeably absent from the cast. What city does Sex and the City take place in?
New York.
Number two. Ken Jennings kicked off a 6-week run as Jeopardy host last night with a sweet tribute to Alex Trebek. What's this sound in Jeopardy signify?
Double Jeopardy.
Number three, the actress who plays Ruthie in Ozark is on a short list of candidates to play the material girl in an upcoming biopic. Who is the material girl?
Madonna.
Number four, Alabama beat Ohio State in the national championship last night. What color is the tide that Alabama likes to roll?
Red.
Number five, Zayn Malik gave fans a phone number to call to hear a preview of songs from his upcoming album. Zayn got his start as a member of what boy band?
Boys to Men.
Let's bring Kara back in. How did we do?
I have no idea.
Well, that's, hey, listen, as long as you answer the question, that's all that matters. Letha and Villarica struggled a little bit this morning getting two right, Kara. Okay. Two is the number.
Kara, same questions. Fans are excited about Sex and the City revival. Kim Cattrall is going to be not a no-show, you know. What city does that show take place in?
New York City.
She turned down $10 million for 10 episodes. Something really must be off there. All right, that's what Letha said, 1-1.
That's how horrible Sarah Jessica Parker must be.
Aww.
All right, question two. Ken Jennings kicked off a 6-week run as Jeopardy host last night with a nice tribute to Alex Trebek. What is this sound on Jeopardy? What does that signify?
Ooh, that's the Daily Double.
Yeah, Letha said double Jeopardy. Couldn't give it to you. 2-1.
Number three, actress who plays Ruthie in Ozarks on a short list of candidates to play the material girl in an upcoming biopic. Could not think of a better person. Who is the material girl?
Madonna.
And that's what Letha said. Kara's up 3-2, though.
Number four, Alabama smoked Ohio State in the national championship last night. What color is the tide that Alabama likes to roll?
Ugh, crimson.
Yeah, Letha said red. We were looking for this specific hue of
come
red.
On. Wait, you got a box of Crayolas over there?
I do, yeah. All right, it's 4-2. Kara's up.
Finally, number five, Zayn Malik gave fans a phone number to call to hear a preview of songs from his upcoming album. Zayn got a start as a member of what boy band?
One Direction.
Letha said Boys to Men. I don't even think that Zayn Malik was alive.
By the way, that sound you hear is the sound of me not calling that phone number.
All right, final score is 5-2. Letha and Villarica, are you smarter than Kara?
No, unfortunately not.
Kara, 938 wins and just 32 losses.
Sorry, Letha.
All right, congratulations.
We'll play again tomorrow, 6:35 and 7:35. And like you, anybody that wants to play can just sign up at tadandrex.com. You have a great day, Letha.
You too.
B98.5, 80s, 90s, and now good morning on Tad A. Drex.
Good morning.
What up, Kara?
Good morning.
If you married where you met, where would that be? See if we can find the most random place. There's an investigator saw this story in Forsyth County who just resigned because he allegedly had an affair with the victim of a crime he was investigating. So that would be crime scene. I think that would be a random place.
Right. Yeah,
if you married where you met. You obviously, this did not work out.
Yeah, if you had to get married at the place you first met, they would get married, like in an interrogation room or something?
Right. They would do like a good cop, bad cop sort of theme wedding.
Kara, would you guys have to get married on Tinder? Would we have to live stream the Tinder?
Well, we initially met in high school, so okay. It would probably be at Pope High School.
It's cleaner.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's see, Carrie and Monroe, if you married where you met, where would it be?
If I got married where we met, it would be jail.
Oh, no.
For the win.
How is that possible? What happened?
So I was working for the sheriff's office in Athens, and it was a game day, and the dogs were playing, and this drunken disorderly came in, and I was, booking him. And, I mean, he was drunk and disorderly. That was not charming, but, who he was charming. And then afterwards, we just kind of met up, after he was, released and sober. And we hit it off. and we got married, but we could not get married where we met.
Well, the good news is, like, if your husband ever messes up, you got his fingerprints, right?
Absolutely. Sorry.
I mean, I don't know any woman that sees a drunken disorderly come in and says, ooh, there's a catch.
I don't know. There's something about his eyes.
Oh, his eyes. Yeah. His bloodshot eyes are so delightful. Thanks for the call, 404-741-0985. If you married where you met, where would that be? The randomer, the better. 98.5, 80s, 90s, and now it's Tad, Drex, and Kara talking about, like, if you married where you met, where would that wedding take place? The more random, the better. Andrea and Hiram.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. You married where you met. You would get married on a bus in fifth grade.
Yeah, on the school bus.
Yes. That's cute.
I bet you that would be distressing to the other fifth graders. Like, get on there with a wedding dress.
Yeah, I'm not sure that the big poofy wedding dress would fit on the bus too well either.
You married your elementary school sweetheart.
Yeah, we've been together since we were 12, and we're 25 now.
Aww.
We have a house and a daughter. And
yeah, but Andrea, you never, like, that is cute. Yeah, you, like, you guys have been together since you were 12, but do you ever feel like you missed out on something? You didn't get to sow those wild oats?
Nah, and when we've been together for so long, it's just, you know, you have that kind of history, and then there's really no one that kind of gets me more than that. We've just been able to, you know, have fun for the last 13 years.
So you're more of like I'll get a soft serve at McDonald's rather than going to Baskin Robbins, where there's a whole plethora of choices.
That doesn't mean it's boring.
Like, you went through the 7-year itch when you were, like, in your teens.
Andrea's 7-year itch was prom.
Thank you so much for the call. Appreciate you listening this morning. If you married where you met, where would that be? Amanda and Lilburn?
The racetrack convenience store in Buford.
The racetrack convenience store in Buford.
Yes.
Okay, you got to tell us, first of all, how it all went down. And then we'll work out the details of your wedding app. Catering will be near the rollers. We get all that.
Right.
How did it happen?
I used to work in a job that required me to work at night on the delivery route. And one night my husband was in there. He had a part-time job there. He was mopping the floor, and he told me, hey, why don't you come back and see me sometime? So after that, I would continue to go in, and we started talking, and we're married almost 23 years later.
Whoa.
All right. What attracted you to him? Was it his handsome looks, or was it the fact that he was good with a mop? I mean, let's be honest.
Well, I thought he was good looking, and when I got back in my car that night, he came out.
Ooh.
And his butt was nice. So
so it's creepy if a guy follows you outside the racetrack, but if he's got a cute butt,
all bets are off.
Allowed.
Well, 1995, I was only 21, so you know. I was young.
As the dad of a daughter, I'm terrified.
Kara keeps you in the know every morning. It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. 828 clouds this morning. Sunshine this afternoon with a high of 49. National championship of college football last night. Alabama beat Ohio State 52-24. What's going on, Kara?
Counties all over Georgia are beginning the process of distributing those COVID vaccines. Now, people 65 and older, their caretakers and first responders are now eligible to go get their shots. And the Department of Public Health recently had launched a vaccine locator on their website. Well, yesterday it saw so much traffic, it totally crashed.
Oh.
Each county is handling things a little bit differently, and you can find out where to go and in some cases even make an appointment on your particular county's health department's website. But be patient. Many of these appointments have already filled up through next month. But so far, about 183,000 people have already been vaccinated.
Did you see that Disneyland in California is opening up as a COVID vaccine, like, mega site?
Mm.
You get your vaccine, you get, like, a Mickey Mouse ice cream bar.
Do you?
I mean, everybody's a winner.
Let's get a good feeling.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
It was one of HBO's biggest shows. 6 seasons, 2 movies later, Sex and the City is getting a revival. Sarah Jessica Parker made the big announcement Sunday night, and fans are kind of torn. While many are super pumped to have one of their favorite shows make a comeback, it's going to be quite different because they're going to be minus one of the main four characters. It's no big secret that Kim Cattrall's had issues with Sarah Jessica Parker over the years, and she's just not interested in returning to the show at all. But the show's going to go on without her. The revival's going to be on HBO Max, and it's going to be called And Just Like That.
How could you not be interested?
Right?
Like, did she just make all the money there is to make?
That's what I thought, too.
Yeah, like, bury the hatchet, figure it out, get back on
like
the TV.
Even everyone from Saved by the Bell showed up
exactly.
for the reboot on the Peacock right. Network. You know, they right. didn't invite Screech. We're okay with that. But, like, everybody showed up.
B98.5, 80s, 90s, and now, good morning. I'm Tad. What up, Drex?
Hi.
Hello, Kara.
Good morning.
You think about what you want your kid to grow up to become. You might think a doctor or lawyer. My kid is going to oil up his muscles and scream into a microphone while wearing nothing but a pair of underpants.
Well, you can, I mean, is he going to be a radio DJ? You can do it from home nowadays.
That's true. Yeah. We wrestle every night,
nice.
Sam and I. I made the mistake of showing him some real WWE wrestling.
Mm-hmm. We're going to have a Royal Rumble in Texas, brother. Houston, Texas at the summit.
So,
yeah, your son Sam, his voice is really developed.
My son Sam is 5 years old and his brain is like a sponge.
Mm-hmm.
So we get into the ring, quote unquote, also known as the bed.
Right.
And start throwing each other around and... he's figured out how to trash talk a little bit. You want to listen?
Yeah.
Does that feel like a cartoon?
Do you smell what Dad's been cooking?
Yeah. Mine don't eggs. Keep the change, you dirty rotten animal. I feel like my brain's coming out of my head even now. Since I'm so strong, my brain has lots of ideas. Ow!
So he has a hard time staying in character, but you get the idea.
Well, he's very proper, you know. It's like, after this, let's go downstairs and, you know, get some Cheerios and grab some goldfish.
It's like, Toddler Rumble 2021.
Thanks for listening to the Tad and Drex Show podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and listen live weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.